This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. A special guest appearance behind the glass by Connor Green. What's good, Connor?
I'm doing good, Al. How about you?
I bet you're glad Giants season's over.
Yeah, it was a tough year. The tough post-game shows, not a lot of competitive games.
Yeah, well, we had some playoff football. Justin Herbert. Wow, what a disaster. C.J. Stroud shows why he was the man last year, leading his Texans to a 32-12 victory versus San Diego, Los Angeles, Alaska. I don't care where they're from. Chargers are always going to charge you. And then the second game, Lamar doing what Lamar does, and King Henry. Can we appreciate greatness? King Henry steamrolls the Pittsburgh Steelers, and once again, Tomlin is bye-bye. Early first-round exit, and the Ravens move on. Now, I know you hear playoff talk. There's no Giants or Jets there. It's because both teams absolutely suck. It's been almost a decade, pretty much a decade of bad football around these parts. You got coaching searches going on for the Jets. They're interviewing everybody and their grandmothers. I'm surprised they haven't asked Joy Taylor for an interview. They've asked everyone for an interview. This jabroni and that jabroni and this guy in the CFL and that guy in double A. Who's going to be the Jet coach? No one knows. I know it's not going to be Mike Vrabel. I tried to tell you guys that a couple shows ago. That he was using the New York Jets to get Robert Kraft to dump Gerard Mayo. And that's what happened. And after making a mockery of the Rooney Rule, according to Jordan Schultz, it looks like Mike Vrabel, unless things just completely fall apart, is going to be a new coach of the New England Patriots. To me, you know, I've mentioned Ron Rivera a million times, but that ship has sailed in my eyes. To me, Aaron Glenn is the guy for the Jets, and here's why. You know, New England asked for an interview with him, and he pretty much told them, go F yourselves. And I'm glad he did that. And that's what you want. That's what you want. Now go look at the job he's done as the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. With injury after injury after injury. And yet they're the number one seed. The number one seed. Aaron Glenn, a former Jet, loved in these parts by Jet fans. That is the guy for the job for the New York Jets. Now you say, well, I don't want a first-time, you know, coach. You want somebody with credibility. You want someone that knows what the hell he's doing. Someone that's a leader. Someone that respects everyone, top to bottom on the roster. Go watch him on the pivot day was with Ryan Clark. Go watch his interview. That man is well respected, and that man knows what he's doing, and that man is today's kind of coach. Now, it's funny, when you go through social media, and social media is not for everyone. It's a cesspool. We all know that. We all know that. Everybody's an expert. You see, I don't want the circus of Deion Sanders in these parts, Jets and Giants. I don't want the circus. I don't want the circus. Well, what circus is that? Winning? And I was talking with Connor before the show, how Jets and Giant fans say they don't want the circus of Deion Sanders, but then you have Jet fans wanting Rex Ryan. That's not a circus? Right now, that man has so much egg on his face because before the matchup between the Texans and the Chargers, he said he didn't know the Chargers had a bye. How'd that work out, Rexy? Might want to take that foot out of your mouth. No pun intended. Rex Ryan is not the guy. He's not. That's a circus. That's a circus. You want to win? Or you want to make a big splash? See, Jet fans have this thing where they don't want, you know, a Matt Nagy who did a good job until the end. He also comes from a winning organization. You don't want Ron Rivera, coach of the year a couple times. You don't want Bobby Slowick. You don't want guys that proven track records in terms of turning their teams' offenses around or defenses around. But the first things first, when it comes to the Jets, you have to get enough of Aaron Rodgers. You have to get rid of him. You have to get rid of him in order to go forward as an organization with a new coach. Brian Flores, he's not coming here. I read the text messages. He's not coming here. It's not happening. That has nothing to do with the lawsuit. He's not coming here. Vrabel told you he's not coming here. Told you that a while ago. He's not coming here. Jet fans want the big names. John Gruden, who might be the most overrated name out there. Why? Because he's funny? A couple of one-liners? He's not the guy. I can see that going completely off the wall fast in these parts. Aaron Glenn is the guy. I don't care if he coached special teams. His track record in Detroit, the defense, especially this year, the job he's done. You know, I love to watch these coaches, assistant coaches, whatever it is, the interaction with their players. I love to watch the reaction, the way, you know, the respect they have for each other, or the lack of respect. And those players play for Aaron Glenn. Now you can say, well, maybe they play for Dan Campbell. Okay, fine. Well, Aaron Glenn's learned from Dan Campbell as well. The Detroit Lions did a hell of a job on the Minnesota Vikings. All season long, they did a hell of a job. That defense, that team. Specifically the defense with so many injuries. Aaron Glenn is a Jet through and through. Aaron Glenn is the guy to turn this mess around. Now, you got to give him some time. You got to give him some time. But rip the Aaron Rodgers Band-Aid off. This obsession with, well, Aaron Rodgers has to come back. You know, he had a great season. They were worse this year than last year. The defense was terrible as well. They were worse this year to record than last year. The Jets were horrible to watch. It's time to start over. Now you got a high pick in the draft as well. And who knows, maybe you can trade up and get one of these quarterbacks that's available. If you want one of these quarterbacks that's available. Or you can trade up and have Travis Hunter fall in your lap. Been saying for weeks, when the Giants held the number one pick, and no longer do, they have the third pick. If you don't believe in any of these quarterbacks, take Travis Hunter. He's the unicorn of this draft. He is the Shohei Ohtani of this draft. A guy who can make a difference on both sides of the ball. A guy who can excite the fan base. A guy who's going to sell tickets. He's going to sell jerseys. A guy's going to get the young fan excited. You know, the young fan that a lot of these organizations are trying to attract. Because a lot of these old fans have had it with these teams, giving up their season tickets, not wanting to spend the money over it. Travis Hunter is the guy in this draft. And if I'm the Jets, I hire Aaron Glenn, and I try to move up and go get him. Same thing for the Giants. I've talked about it for the Giants. Giant fans have said for weeks, for months, they've called the station, I don't want the circus of the Sanders. But I happened to hear a phone call today with some jabroni called Joe and said, I like the kid from Syracuse. I like him better than Sanders. Well, I want what he's smoking. How about Drew Aller? How did he look the other night? All week on this station. He could spin it. He could throw it. He's a big guy. He's a big kid. He can get it done. He sucked. He sucked. Now, I know he's a college kid, but I'm guilty of it. I took great joy in seeing that. Why? Because this notion that Cam Ward and Shador Sanders are but then this jabroni, Drew Aller, and then some kid from Syracuse couldn't cut it in Ohio State, that's the direction to go over those other two, over Ward and Sanders? Jay, I wonder why. Shador Sanders, and I've talked about this ad nauseum. Shador Sanders, with a crap offensive line at Colorado. At Colorado. Deion Sanders inherited a team with one win before he took over. Then Shador goes there with Deion. They get four wins. They're laughed at. People are great joy in seeing Deion fail. Well, before the season, and I'll find it, said Deion's going to have his team win 8 games and in the hunt to get in the college football playoff. They won 9 games. 9 games with a crap offensive line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sound familiar, Giant fans? With a crap offensive line. Callers call in saying, well, he had Travis Hunter. And then I had to slap that jabroni in the mouth and said, go read the numbers. He elevated that team. Every receiver on that team also. Big years. Not just Travis Hunter. That's what you want from your quarterback, to elevate the team. Now, Cam Ward, Miami. Not the biggest Cam Ward fan. But he's better than Drew Aller. He's better than that kid Conrad at Syracuse. Carson Beck, smart move. Remember all the hype? People wanted to make t-shirts for Carson Beck, tanking for Beck and Ewers. How'd that work out? Always trust your favorite Theo. I'm not one of these Johnny-come-latelys that watches one college football game and act like I know everything. I spend my Saturdays watching college football. I watch so many Colorado games. Why? Because of Deion Sanders and Shador and Travis Hunter. I'm a huge Sanders supporter. Not because of the name, but because of the results. Cam Ward. led his team in Miami. It's not his fault his defense stunk. ACC, though, was a weak conference. Very weak conference. Oh, but it matters for Cam Ward, but it doesn't matter for the kid in Syracuse. See? I wonder why. And Sanders gets crap because of his game versus BYU. Against a BYU team that has a really good defense. Really good defense. So everybody tunes into the one game and then wants to talk about it like they know college football. Don't do that. Don't be a fraud. Own it and say, I don't really watch college football, but the one game I did watch, it didn't look good. He looked bad versus BYU. But that doesn't give you the right to diminish what he's done his entire career in college. And he's going to be a top pick. I don't know if he's going to be the top quarterback. The reason why I say that is because Deion Sanders, and I do not blame him, does not want his son to go to Cleveland or Tennessee. I do not blame him one bit. And I don't want to hear the hypocrites call in and say, well, it's the Sanders circus. Did you say anything when Archie did that for his kid? Did you complain about that? No, you did not. No, you did not. And if everything goes well and the Giants do take a quarterback, guess what? It's the dad. The same thing that Archie did for his son, Deion's going to do for his son. And now you're going to have the Deion circus, quote-unquote circus. And it's not really a circus. I love Deion Sanders. I love him as a player. I hated him on the Cowboys because the rivalry, a legend, the greatest cornerback, lockdown cornerback of my lifetime, legit lockdown cornerback. Like, they don't throw to your side of the field cornerback. Don't even look that way, cornerback. But Deion Sanders is a winner. He's a winner. And his son's going to be a winner too. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.